school basketball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHS. We switch sides here. We get ready for the boys' consolation game between Hastings St. Cecilia and Norfolk Catholic. The Knights winning the girls' championship earlier tonight, just a few minutes ago, as they beat Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 39-35. Before we get you into the boys' ball game, we'll give you the final stats on that girls' contest earlier tonight. St. Cecilia hitting only 25% from the field tonight. They had them at 13 out of 51 from the floor for 25%. Norfolk Catholic was 15 out of 35 for 43%. On three-pointers, St. Cecilia was 5 out of 11 for 45%. Norfolk Catholic, 2 out of 7 for 29%. The rebounds about even. Norfolk Catholic had 32 rebounds, 31 for Hastings St. Cecilia. On the offensive glass, St. Cecilia had a 12-9 advantage. Turnovers, the big story. St. Cecilia had 19 turnovers in the ballgame tonight, 21 for Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia came up with 5 steals in the ballgame, 8 for Norfolk Catholic. From the free throw line, St. Cecilia was 5 out of 11 for 45%. Norfolk Catholic was 7 out of 16 for 44%. Each team had a couple of blocked shots in the ballgame tonight, but it was Norfolk Catholic beating Hastings St. Cecilia in the girls' championship ballgame by a score of 39-35. St. Cecilia is now 6-2 on the season. They will get ready for Fillmore Central on Tuesday of next week. That'll be a home game. Norfolk Catholic is now 7-2 on the season. Janelle Farmer had 16 points to lead Hastings St. Cecilia. She was the only player in double figures for the Hawkins tonight. The leading scorer for Norfolk Catholic in that girls' ball game was Michaela Berry. She scored 10 points and a couple of free throws in the fourth quarter to ice the win for Norfolk Catholic. Scoring 9 points was Amy Miller and 6 points for Katrina Ulmer. So the girls' championship in the Aurora New Year's Eve basketball tournament went to Norfolk Catholic tonight as they beat Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 39-35. Got the boys' consolation game coming up next year on 1230 KHAS, featuring the same two schools, St. Cecilia and Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia 5-3 on the season. They lost to Aurora last night by a score of 31-28, and it was a very ugly basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia shot just 19% in the first three quarters. They could not buy a basket, could not throw the ball into the ocean, as the Hawks hit 5 out of 27 from the field in the first three quarters. Aurora had a 23-14 lead. They got into the fourth quarter, and St. Cecilia started off with a 12-2 run. They got within 27-26 on a couple of free throws by Kevin Ryan late in the ball game with a minute and 59 seconds to play. But it was Aurora holding out St. Cecilia for the victory. The Blue Hawks scored 14 of their 28 points in the final 6.5 minutes of the ball game. Kind of got kick-started there late, but it was a little too late as Aurora beat Hastings St. Cecilia in the first round of this tournament, winning by a score of 31-28. St. Cecilia's starting five combined to score only 8 points on 2 of 17 shooting. Cesar Tino and Mike Hannon came off of the bench. For head coach Kevin Asher, they scored 20 points themselves. Tino had 13, Hannon had 7. So St. Cecilia were trying to battle back from a loss to Aurora last night, 31-28. Norfolk Catholic, they lost to 8th-ranked Beatrice by a score of 58-36. But this is still a very good basketball team. In fact, Norfolk Catholic is ranked number 4 in the latest polls in the Omaha World Herald. Norfolk Catholic is averaging 53 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 32.5 on the defensive end. They have lost this year to Beatrice last night and also to Lutheran High Northeast, a team that is still undefeated on the season. They lost to them 55-46. They've got wins over Madison, also West Point Beamer, also over Bishop Newman, over Battle Creek, and over Boone Central, and losses again to Beatrice and to Lutheran High Northeast. So we're set to go for the boys' consolation ball game here in the Aurora New Year's Eve basketball tournament. St. Cecilia is going to be the home team here today. They'll be dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Norfolk Catholic going to be dressed in their red uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white. Starting lineups tonight brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For Norfolk Catholic, they'll go with Jordan Balachek, a 6'3" senior, is averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds per game. Zach Pospisil is a 5'10" sophomore, averaging 2 points and one rebound per game. Connor Ketter is a 6'5" junior. Ketter is averaging 12 points and 11 rebounds per game. Jordan Beller is a 6 foot junior. Beller is averaging 3 points and two rebounds per game. Then Riley Kinnaik is the other starter, a 6'4" junior. Kinnaik is averaging 10 points and seven rebounds per ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia's, you might expect, in a juggle of lineup here a little bit tonight. They'll go with Kevin Ryan, a 5'8" senior. Ryan is averaging 2 points and one rebound per game. Matt Kissinger, a 6'1" senior. Kissinger is averaging 7 points and 1.9 rebounds per game. Cesar Tino back in the starting lineup here for the Blue Hawks. Tino, a 5'11" junior. He is averaging 9 points and three rebounds per game. The other starter is Phil Hamburger, a 6'2" junior. Hamburger averaging 14 points and four rebounds per game. He did not score in the contest against Aurora last night and also fouled out of the basketball game for the Blue Hawks. And the other starter will be Chris Hartford, a 6'4" junior. Hartford averaging 1 point and one rebound per ball game. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe, 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. Hastings St. Cecilia controls the opening tap. The Blue Hawks will shoot to our basket to our left here in the North Gym at the Aurora Sports Complex as we get started the consolation ball game of the Aurora basketball tournament. Here's a Hamburger with the ball at the top of the key. Goes over to Cesar Tino on the wing on the right side. Man-to-man defense here for Norfolk Catholic. Cesar trying to penetrate inside. He tries to flip the ball away. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Riley Kinnaik as the Hawks turn the ball over on their opening possession of the ball game here this evening. Here's a Jordan Malacek with the ball deep in the corner of the right side. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. Hamburger tips the ball into the backcourt. It is loose. It is picked up by who's got it? Hamburger's got it. As Norfolk Catholic turns the ball away. Here's Cesar Tino, drives the ball down the right side of the lane. A shot no good. A driving layup is missed by Cesar Tino, and the rebound comes down to Connor Tedder, Ketter. Ketter comes into the forecourt now to Jordan Beller over there, deep in the corner on the left side to a Malacek. Top of the key, that's a Zach Pospisil with the ball. Zach backs around out there for Norfolk Catholic. Comes across the top to Jordan Beller, down in the corner to a Malacek. Down in the low block, right side to a Riley Kinnaik. Jump pass back out of the wing on the left side. A three-pointer put up there by Pospisil is no good. Rebound is loose. It comes out here to Malacek. He's going to be, he's almost tied up on the play. He wrestles the ball out of there. Gets it into the hands of Jordan Beller. He comes across the top to Pospisil. Pospisil out here in three-point territory. We played a minute and a half here of the first quarter. No score between Norfolk Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia. Here's Pospisil with the ball. Now to Jordan Beller. Lumps it inside. And falling down with the ball was Ketter, and the ball's going to be intercepted by St. Cecilia back the other way. A driving layup by Kissinger is going to be no good. St. Cecilia on two drives, they've missed both opportunities. Here's a shot back at the other end. It's no good by Beller. The ball tipped out. Ketter has got it, and now we got a foul called. St. Cecilia has missed two driving layups already here in this ball game in the first 2 minutes. We got a personal foul called here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go in Chris Hartford. That's going to be his first team foul in the Blue Hawks. It'll be Norfolk Catholic inbounding the ball from underneath their own basket. Riley Kinnaik gets it into the lane there to Malacek. He spins. He puts up a shot. It's around the rim and down. Jordan Malacek scores as Kissinger fell down on the low block left side of the lane, and Malacek gets the field goal. 2-0 is the score. Norfolk Catholic has got the lead. St. Cecilia back with the basketball, back in their offensive zone. With it is going to be Kevin Ryan as he goes over to a Hamburger, brings it back to Ryan, found about the three, left side of the lane, but passes it up. Goes to Hamburger, back to Ryan. His shot for three is going to be up there, rattles out, no good. Ball tapped around and is picked up here by Norfolk Catholic. Ketter has got the ball, runs it back the other way, now to Pospisil. Pospisil on the wing to Riley Kinnaik, being gunned out there by a Phil Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Out here to Jordan Beller, 5.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Beller drives it, his shot is up and in. Jordan Beller, a little hanger there, left side of the lane. He scores, and it's a 4-0 ball game. Norfolk Catholic has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Here's a Cesar Tino with the ball. Tino now to Kissinger. Bounce pass back to Cesar. Gets it to Hamburger. Down to Kissinger. Down to the baseline. Here's Ryan. He drives toward the goal. Comes over here to Cesar Tino from the corner. He drives his shot. It's up there. No good. Tap try. No good by Hartford. And the rebound drawn out there by Norfolk Catholic. Here come the Knights back the other way. It's a 4-0 ball game. The Knights have the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Bounce pass down in the corner for three. Shot is up there by Malacek. No good. Offensive rebound, Ketter. He drives it as the basketball ripped out of his hands there by Hamburger, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called on Cutter of Norfolk Catholic. That's going to be his first, the first team foul of the Knights. You're listening to the consolation game of the boys' side of things here in the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. 4-0 is the score. The Knights have the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. The Bluehawks still have not scored. We're 3 minutes into the ballgame. We're 4 minutes into the ballgame nearly, and St. Cecilia has been shut out 4-0. Matt Kissinger has got the ball in the wing on the left side, drives the ball in the paint, jump pass down in the corner to Cesar Tino. Back out to Matt Kissinger, being picked up out there by the Norfolk Catholic Knights. That's Dylan Boers into the ballgame now. Top of the key to Cesar Tino, now to Hamburger for three. Shot is way off of the mark, barely draws iron. And the rebound comes down to Norfolk Catholic. Knights have got it. Jared Euler into the ballgame now to Tanner Besmer, who's into the ballgame. There's a lob pass in the lane. They get it to Riley Kanake. He dribbles down to the baseline. His reverse layup is no good, and a foul is going to be called. So head coach Shane Anderson making a substitution there in the last dead ball. Got some new faces into the ballgame for the Knights. Last personal foul went on Hartford of St. Cecilia. That's already his second. They're going to the free throw line will be Riley Kanake for Norfolk Catholic. He's a 68% foul shooter. 13 of 19 coming in here, and his shot is no good. Norfolk Catholic is a team hitting 41% of their field goals so far this year, 35% from three-point territory, 58% from the free throw line. They're very good defensively, giving up only 32 points per ball game on defense. Second shot is up there. It is good from Riley Kanake, so he hits one out of two, and Norfolk Catholic is out to a 5-0 lead here over Hastings St. Cecilia. There's a Matt Kissinger with the ball, now to a Hamburger. Hamburger throws up a 17-footer. That one is good. Bill Hamburger, who was shut out in the ballgame yesterday against Aurora, gets the Hawks on the scoreboard at a 3:53 mark of the first quarter. 5-2 is the score now. Norfolk Catholic with the lead. Coming back with the ball for Norfolk Catholic is going to be Tanner Besmer. Besmer is picked up out there by Kissinger. Ball is tipped away. Now the scramble is on. A jump ball is going to be called. Kevin Ryan got in there for St. Cecilia and ties up Besmer. Arrow is pointing in favor of Norfolk Catholic, so the Knights will play things in on the far sideline. Now they're going to come over here and they'll play it in on the near sideline here at the midcourt stripe. 3:38 to play in the first quarter. 5-2 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing in the ballgame. And now they're questioning on the alternating jump of whose ball is it. It's going to be Norfolk Catholic. They will play things in. Dylan Bohr will bring things in now to Zach Pospisil, who's back into the ball game. Over on the wing, the left side, that's a Euler with the ball. Comes across the top to Ketter. Now right wing to Pospisil as he hammers the ball inside. It's right through the fingertips of the man down on the baseline. It goes out of bounds, and a turnover there on the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. That's their third of the ball game. Into the contest now for St. Cecilia is going to be Simon Ostrander. Ostrander comes in for Kevin Ryan. St. Cecilia 5-3 on the season. Norfolk Catholic 5-2. Battling here in Class C1. Both teams are ranked in the early polls in Class C1. Here's Hamburger driving the ball to the basket. His shot's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Tino had it. He lost it. It is picked up here by Dylan Bohr for Norfolk Catholic. Now to Besmer. Gets the ball up to four to Ketter. He drives, shoots, and scores, but a traveling violation. Connor Ketter got the field goal to go down, but he's called for the traveling violation. That's the fourth turnover on Norfolk Catholic here in the first quarter. Approaching the three-minute mark here in the quarter. 5-2 is the score. AC St. Cecilia trailing by three. Matt Kissinger with the ball out here in three-point territory. He drives into the free throw line. Bounce pass down in the corner. Cesar Tino, he angles toward the basket. Now spins right side of the lane. Puts up a shot. It's no good. Rebound is loose and is brought down there by Connor Ketter of Norfolk Catholic. Ketter gets it in the hands now of Pospisil. Hustles into the fourth court. Here's a shot by Besmer for three. Shot good. Tanner Besmer hammers a three-pointer from the deep right corner. That's an 8-2 ball game now in favor of Norfolk Catholic. Hawks are down by six early. Top of the key, this is going to be Tim Skoke with the ball, who's into the ball game now. Cesar Tino, they work it back around the three-point arc to Kissinger, now to Hamburger. The Simon Ostrander, the Caesar for three. Shot is up there, it's off of the mark, no good. Again, the shooting lows continue here for Hastings St. Cecilia. And here's a foul in backcourt now by Matt Kissinger. And now head coach Kevin Asher is going to send in Mike Hannon into the ball game. Hannon scored 7 points off of the bench the other day, yesterday against Aurora. So 8-2 is the score. The Hawks struggling here in the opening period for the second straight game. As we approach the two-minute mark, here's a Zach Pospis over the ball. They move it down to Besper in the corner on the left side. Lobs it to Malacek. Back out on top. Now to Ketter. His shot for three is off the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Skoke. Now to Simon Ostrander. Now the right sideline to Hamburger. Two-handed pass comes to the near side. That's Hannon with the ball. Now to Skoke. Back to Hannon in the corner. Gives it back to Tim Skoke. Down to a Simon Ostrander. Back outside the ring to Hannon. Here's Steve Tino. And we got a foul call. As Tino started to drive toward the goal there. And the foul is going to be called on Norfolk Catholic. He's going to go on Zach Pospisil. That's going to be his first team foul, number two on Norfolk Catholic here in this first quarter. Here's Skoke. Free throw line extended right side for three. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Ketter. Ketter has got the ball now for Norfolk Catholic to Malacek. Down in the corner to Besmer. Besmer holds it out here deep in the right corner. Bounce pass goes inside. Tipped away from Ketter. The scramble is on it. Tim Skoke for the ball. Skoke has got it now for St. Cecilia. The Hamburger. Now to Hannon. He drives. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Pospisil. They run her back the other way with a minute 19 to play. Pospisil down in the corner to Besmer. Shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hannon. Hannon gets the ball now to a Hamburger. He runs her back the other way with a left-handed dribble. 8-2 is the score. Norfolk Catholic with an early lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Here's Hannon with the ball on the wing. Hammond comes out to Hamburger, fakes the three, dribbles down the lane, bounces off of the defender. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kinnate. Kinnate dribbles out of there, down the right sideline, cuts it back to the center of the floor, in the lane, gets it off to Ketter. His shot is up there and in. Connor Ketter is a load here for Norfolk Catholic. That's his first field goal. He's got a bushel basket full of rebounds already here in this first quarter. 10-2 is the score. Norfolk Catholic with a lead. Hamburger on the wing on the right side with 30 seconds to play. Inside to Ostrander. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Kinnate, and a foul is going to be called. Kinnate goes down. Skoke goes down. And a foul is going to be called here in backcourt on Hastings St. Cecilia. Tell you what, these two teams getting after it here in the first quarter. They've got a lot of football tradition between these two schools on the boys' side of things. And boy, this is a physical first quarter between these two squads. 10-2 is the score. 28 seconds to play in the opening period. St. Cecilia attacking here in backcourt. Norfolk Catholic gets it into the offensive zone, down in the corner. That's a Riley Kinnate, feeds it inside to Malacek on the low block. Left side, he shines up and in. Jordan Malacek scores. He's got 4 points, and the Hawks are down by 10 early. 12-2. And here's Tim Skoke. He goes for the basket. His shot no good, and he's fouled in the play with 8 seconds left here in this first quarter. The foul is going to go on Riley Kinnate. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on Norfolk Catholic. Into the ball game now will be Jared Euler for the Knights, and going out will be Kinnate. St. Cecilia will inbound. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. St. Cecilia scored just 2 points yesterday in their loss to Aurora in the first quarter. They've got 2 points on the board here today so far. Here's Kissinger with the ball out here in 3 point territory. Kissinger, bounce pass right side to Kevin Ryan. Ryan comes over here to Ostrander for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. That's the end of the first quarter. So in two games, in two quarters, the opening period, St. Cecilia scored 4 points. At the end of one quarter here, the boys' consolation ball game of the Aurora New Year's Eve basketball tournament. The score is Norfolk Catholic 12, Hastings St. Cecilia 2.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply, the Agrimax size 480 80R42, and the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16 8-ply. Other tires and sizes are also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 13 locations all across South Central Nebraska.
CPI 1230 KHAS.
So St. Cecilia trailing in the ball game by a score of 12-2. The Hawks have been scored 19-4 in the last two games in the first quarter. Getting off to some slow starts here in the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. St. Cecilia will have the ball to begin the second quarter, and now Norfolk Catholic has gone to a 1-3-1 zone defense. We're going to check out the outside shooting for St. Cecilia. It has not been very profitable so far for the Hawks here in this tournament. Same to say, will work against this zone. Kevin Ryan has got it. His pass to the right side is way over the head of Kissinger, out of bounds. Into the bench for Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia in the first quarter. Look at this. 1 out of 15 for St. Cecilia in the first quarter for 7%. Norfolk Catholic was 4 out of 10 for 40%. St. Cecilia hit 1 out of 15 shots in the first quarter. Unbelievable. 12-2 is the score. St. Cecilia down by 10 early in this ballgame. Norfolk Catholic with the ball. St. Cecilia stays with a man-to-man defense. Dak Pospisil has got it now to Molacek. Molacek trying to get away. And his grill defensively is Cannon. Takes it down in the baseline, driving his Ketter, and he's going to be fouled into play. Yes, Connor Ketter, he is a load. He is 6'5" and a junior, but a big stocky kid. When he wants to go, he's going to go toward the basket, and he's fouled into play there by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. That's the first foul at Hamburger. To the free throw line is Connor Ketter for Norfolk Catholic. He averages 12 points and 11 rebounds per game. He's got 2 points so far today. His first free throw is up there and in. He's a 70% foul shooter. Into the ball game for St. Cecilia will be Jamison Escht. So head coach Kevin Asher is going to the bench looking for any kind of a spark offensively as Jamison Escht is into the ball game now, a 6-foot junior for the Hawks. We normally don't see him until later on in the ball game. He's not seen a whole lot of playing time in the first half for St. Cecilia this year. Next shot is up there is good. Connor Ketter hits a couple of free throws, and it's now 14-2. We're a minute into this second quarter in the boys' consolation game of the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. There's Jamison Esch. Now to Alex Sheehy, who's into the ball game. Goes on the high post to Hamburger, kicks it back out to Sheehy. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. With the ball, there is going to be Kissinger trying to drive. Comes back out to Jamison Esch at the free throw line to Hannon on the baseline shot. Good. Mike Hannon hits one from the short baseline left side. That's his first field goal. That's now 14-4. The Hawks are down by 10 points, so we got 6.5 minutes to play in the second quarter. There's a Jordan Molacek with the ball deep in the corner on the right side. Entry pass is intercepted. Trying to get it to a Ketter, and the ball intercepted there by Hamburger. That's the sixth turnover on Norfolk Catholic here in the ball game. Jamison Esch down in the corner to Hannon. Shot is up there for three. Is no good. Ball bounces out to the corner, picked up by Zach Pospisil. Pospisil runs her back the other way. Right-handed dribble into the offensive scoring zone. Loses control of the ball, but it picks it up on the near sideline, then loses it again. It's picked up by Kissinger, coming back the other way. He drives, shoots, and scores. Matt Kissinger gets the turnover. He drives into the hole and scores. And the Hawks are back within 8 points now. 14-6 is the score. 5:49 to play here in the second quarter from the Aurora Sports Complex. St. Cecilia will attack here right at the 10-second line. Zach Pospisil brings it in the offensive zone against Kissinger. Rainbow pass down in the corner is going to be over the head of Jordan Beller out of bounds. The eighth turnover now in Norfolk Catholic as Beller tried to climb the ladder there and couldn't pull her down. And St. Cecilia will come back the other direction. 5 minutes and 36 seconds to play. Cesar Tino comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Hannon. So Jamison Esch now plays things into Cesar Tino. 14-6 is the score. Norfolk Catholic has got the lead. There's a Hamburger with the ball down in the corner now to Cesar. Tino dribbling with the ball on the left side of the lane. Brings it up high on the block now. Tino waits here on the wing, directing some traffic out here. Bounce pass comes to Phil Hamburger. Hamburger out here in three-point territory. Sends it over to Sheehy for three on the right wing. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound Tino right at the free throw line. Keeps it alive, an offensive board there. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Jamison Esch. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Bessemer. Tanner Bessemer has got the ball now for Norfolk Catholic as they hustle into the forecourt. Jump pass comes back out of the wing to Beller. Beller comes across the top to Bohr. Bohr dribbles once and goes to Bessemer on the wing on the left side. Picked up over there by Matt Kissinger. Back out on top to Jordan Beller on the wing on the right side. Down to Bohr. He drives the ball down in the baseline. Runs into Sheehy. Puts up a shot no good. Does not draw iron. Rebound Hamburger. Back the other way. Tino and his shot is no good and he fouled. As Cesar Tino goes tumbling out of bounds there, he is fouled into play. And Caesar will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. 4:38 to play until halftime. It's 14-6. Norfolk Catholic has got the lead. Bessemer picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Fourth teamer called on the Knights here in the first half of play. A shot from the free throw line by Tino is going to be no good. Caesar kind of saved the day. Kept St. Cecilia in the ballgame yesterday. He scored 13 points off of the bench. Hit 5 out of 6 free throws. In the ball game, St. Cecilia did a great job from the stripe yesterday. They were 11 out of 12 a team that's been hitting only 56% of the season. About the only thing they did right yesterday, and that was shoot free throws. Caesar hits his second one, and now the Hawks are back within 7 points, within striking distance. Jamison Nash comes back out of the ball game. Scope comes back in there. So it's now 14-7. St. Cecilia has scored the last 5 points in the ball game. There's a best where he has his pocket picked right at the 10-second line by Kissinger. He then falls down to play. Kissinger may be hurt. Now they've got an injury timeout. Kissinger got the steal right at the 10-second line, and he was heading toward the goal, and he fell down, lost his balance, and down he went. And he is now down the lane for St. Cecilia, grabbing his knee, and that's not a good sign there as Matt Kissinger is down for Hastings St. Cecilia after getting a steal right at the 10-second line. And we've got an injury timeout now for the Hawks. 4 minutes and 27 seconds to play. 4:27 left to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Norfolk Catholic 14, Hastings St. Cecilia 7.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Aurora Sports Complex as Matt Kissinger is going to be off top of the court here. It looks like a right knee injury to Matt Kissinger. The last thing the Hawks need in the struggling offense. Matt Kissinger is going to be helped off of the field here after tipping the ball away. He had the ball in his possession. He was heading for the goal, and something gave away in his knee. And he's up to the locker room now by the medical staff. Norfolk Catholic will get it on the turnover. Here's Ketter in the lane. His shot is up and in. Connor Ketter scores in the lane again for Norfolk Catholic. 16-7 is the score. The Hawks are down by 9 points here in the second quarter with 4 minutes to play. Here's Sheehy for three. His shot's going to be no good. Ketter grabs the rebound. Connor gets it away here to the near sideline to Dylan Bohr. Who's it down in the corner? That's a Euler. Back out on the wing. Here's Bohr for three. Shot good. Dylan Bohr nails the three. Has now a 19-7 lead for Norfolk Catholic here in the boys' consolation game of the Aurora New Year's Eve basketball tournament. Here's Phil Hamburger with the ball on the wing on the left side. Cross-court pass goes to Cesar Tino. Dribble penetration. Puts it up there and scores. Cesar Tino scores. He's got 3 points in the ball game. 19-9 now in favor of the Knights. St. Cecilia for just joining us at 1 out of 15 shots in the first quarter for 7%. Here's a Kenner with the ball. Moves it down in the corner to Beller. Jordan Beller dribbles, brings it up high on the block, now down the lane. He goes, the shot's going to be blocked down by Tino. Ball is loose and is picked up by Jamison Esch. Gets the ball ahead, now to Phil Hamburger. Feeds it now to Alex Sheehy. Back outside to Caesar. Tino drives it down the left side of the lane, stops. He's surrounded by Knights, kicks it back out. That's going to be Sheehy with the ball. Cross-court pass goes to Hamburger. Now to Stoke on the baseline. He goes for the rack. The shot is up and in. Tim Stoke scores. That's his first field goal. Now 19-11 in favor of the Knights. We're down to 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first half of the Aurora Sports Complex. Tanner Bessemer has got the ball. He drives it down the left sideline against Esch. Brings it down to the top of the key on the dribble. Now to Euler. Euler picked up by Tim Skoke. Euler takes it over to Connor Ketter. He drives the ball against the Hamburger. He's cut out there by Phil. Good defense. Out of Bessemer, top of the key. Over on the wing to Bohr. Bounce pass. They get it down low to a Euler. He loses control of the ball, but it's knocked out of his hands here by Skoke. Norfolk Catholic will play things in baseline left side underneath their own basket. 2 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the second quarter. St. Cecilia trailing in the ballgame by a score of 19-11. The Knights will play things in. This is Riley Kinnake looking back into the ballgame. He'll trigger things in from underneath his own basket. Kinnake just lobs it into the lane. Ketter, it went over his head, and the ball's going to be taken out of there by Joel Groffel. A turnover on Norfolk Catholic. Here's Hamburger back the other way to Jamison Esch for three. Shot good. That buries the three ball from the near side, and it's now a 19-14 ball game. A 5-point lead for Norfolk Catholic. There's a Bessemer with the ball now. Tanner Bessemer down the right sideline, trying to get away behind his screen. Moves it down to the baseline. He is hit by Hamburger and a foul called. Bill Hamburger got his body in there and knocked Bessemer off track as he was heading toward the goal. And the foul is going to be called on Hamburger. That's going to be his second. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Hannon. Coming out will be Hamburger. 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Hamburger fouled out of the ball game last night against Aurora and did not score. He's the leading scorer on the team, averaging 14 points per ball game. One of the reasons why St. Cecilia struggled. Here's the inbound pass intercepted. Intercepted by Cesar Tino as he gets the ball ahead. Now to Jamison Esch. Out to Joel Graffel. Now to Esch. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ketter. Connor Ketter all over the place. Doing a great job on the boards here for Norfolk Catholic. Now to Jordan Malacek. Malacek back into the forecourt as he's picked up by Cesar Tino. He hands the ball away to Beller. Beller takes it in the lane, kicks it back out on the wing to Bohr for three. Shot good. Dylan Bohr knocks down his second tray of the ball game. It's now a 22-14 ball game. As Norfolk Catholic has got the lead over St. Cecilia with a minute 30 left here in the second quarter. Here's Mike Hannon with the ball. Comes out to Esch again, to Hannon. Near sideline to Joel Graffel. Out of Hannon, out here in three-point territory. Man-to-man defense now for Norfolk Catholic. Here's Skilk. His shot's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Kinnake. He runs it back the other way. Two on two. Kinnake bounce pass is going to be intercepted. They tried to get the ball to Ketter, and it's intercepted by Skilk. Skilk runs it back three on two. Back the other way. His shot is no good. Rebound Joe Graffel. He tries to shovel it away to Hannon. It's tipped away. The ball is loose. It comes to the near sideline. Picked up by Cesar Tino. Tino has got it for St. Cecilia with 50 seconds to play. And now Kevin Asher calls a timeout. Kevin Asher calls a timeout with 53.8 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Norfolk Catholic 22, Hastings St. Cecilia 14.
Some days we just have to deal with pests and sometimes even termites. To help out, call Carey's Pest Control in Hastings for pest and termite control. Locally owned and operated since 1975, Carey's Pest Control does real estate termite inspections and provides lifetime termite control programs. Free estimates too. Protect some of your biggest investments, your home and other property with an advanced termite bait system from Carey's Pest Control. Call Mike Carey or Dave Ryan. Carey's Pest Control in Hastings proudly supports St. Cecilia and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Norfolk Catholic won the girls' championship earlier tonight. They beat Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 39-35. The Hawkins had some chances at the end, could not convert. Norfolk Catholic getting a couple of free throws late, and they win by a score of 39-35. So the Hawkins are now 6-2 on the season. They'll play Fillmore Central on Tuesday night. 22-14 here, and Norfolk Catholic has got the lead over St. Cecilia in the boys' consolation ball game. Here's Cesar Tino with the ball. Down in the corner to Jamison S. Comes back out to Tino. Tino picked up out there by Bessemer. He tries to drive it toward the goal. Down the left side of the lane. Now kicks it back out to Esch. To Cesar Tino with 30 seconds to play. Tino trapped in the corner. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Sends it to the wing to let Joel Graffel. Now to Tino. Here's Jamison Esch. On the near sideline. With the ball there for St. Cecilia's Mike Hannon. He puts it on the floor. Dribbles back out here to the top of the key. Tino on the wing, 17 seconds. He takes it in the lane, kicks it out to Esch, 4-3. Shot is up there, it's good. Jamison Esch has knocked down a couple of three-pointers off of the bench here for St. Cecilia. It's 22-17 with 7 seconds to play in the first half. Back the other way, we got a foul called as a Beller was coming up to four, and Jamison Esch commits the personal foul. Esch commits his first personal. That's going to be team foul number 7 on St. Cecilia. So that foul will send Norfolk Catholic to the free throw line. Jordan Beller in a collision out here in three-point territory with Esch. And Jamison gets hit with a personal foul. Beller goes to the free throw line. He's a 60% foul shooter in the season, 3 out of 5 from the line. He's got 2 points so far today on a field goal. It's 22-17 with 3.8 seconds to play here in quarter number two. Jordan Beller will toe the mark here for Norfolk Catholic. He puts it up there, and the shot is going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Scope, now to Esch. He launches one up from just across the 10-second line. It's off of the front iron, no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. Norfolk Catholic jumps out to a 12-2 first quarter lead, and the Knights have the lead here at halftime. The score is Norfolk Catholic 22, Hastings St. Cecilia 17. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Aurora Sports Complex. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. It was a dismal first quarter again for the Hastings St. Cecilia boys basketball team. They hit just one out of 15 shots in the first quarter, fell behind 12-2 after 8 minutes. The Hawks played a much better second quarter, outscored Norfolk Catholic 15-10 in the quarter, and the lead down to 5 points at one point, 19-14. But right now, Norfolk Catholic with a lead here at halftime. The score is 22-17. We'll check the numbers, the shooting numbers here coming up in just a couple of minutes, but Jamison Ash has come off of the bench. He's hit 2 3-pointers for St. Cecilia. He's leading the way for the Hawks here at halftime. Dylan Bohr has hit 2 3-pointers for Norfolk Catholic. He's got 6 points, and Connor Ketter, the big guy inside, has got 6 points as well, and a couple of field goals. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So, again, our score at halftime, 22-17. Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing Norfolk Catholic. The girls' championship played earlier tonight in the ball game heard here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia lost to the Knights of Norfolk Catholic by a score of 39-35. The Knights had a 12-8 lead after the first quarter, led by 5 points at halftime, 23-18. St. Cecilia closed the gap to 2 after 3 quarters at 32-30. Had a 1-point lead a couple of times in the fourth quarter. But then the Norfolk Catholic got out on top, hit some free throws down the stretch. St. Cecilia had plenty of chances in the fourth quarter and was unable to finish at the hole. And they dropped one 39-35 to Norfolk Catholic in the girls' championship ball game tonight. Chanel Farmer had 16 points for the Hawkettes. Not much else for St. Cecilia scoring-wise. Morgan Nicola had 5. Caitlin Ernst had 4 points. Sarah Gettert had 4, and Jamie Williams had 2 points for the Hawkettes. Meanwhile, for Norfolk Catholic, their leading scorer in that girls' ball game was Michaela Berry, as she finished with 10, and Amy Miller had 9 points. So the Knights now 7-2 on the season. Hastings St. Cecilia will drop to 6 wins and 2 losses. We're in the boys' consolation game here tonight at the North Gym at the Aurora Sports Complex. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing the Aurora Huskers, trailing the Knights of Norfolk Catholic by a score of 22-17. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half after this.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch, helping you be safe, sound, and secure. Just one more way, Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at halftime, 22-17. Norfolk Catholic has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Jamison Esch leading the way so far for the Blue Hawks. Off of the bench, they hit a couple of three-pointers. His first 2 3-pointers on the varsity level. He's got 6 points here for the Hawks. The other scorer, Cesar Tino, has knocked down a field goal. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 3 points. Phil Hamburger is being held to just 2 points here in this ball game on a field goal. Tim Skoke has got 2 points on a field goal. Matt Kissinger has got a field goal and 2 points. He was injured late in the second quarter. Went down with an apparent knee injury. Now he has returned to the floor here. In fact, he's going to be behind the bench for St. Cecilia with an iced right knee. He went down. He had a steal at the 10-second line, was heading toward the goal, and something gave away in his knee, and he had to be helped off of the floor. He's still in some pain as we watch. He's trying to get situated, trying to get comfortable behind the bench on the stage area here at this complex as he's waiting for his teammates to come out for the second half. So Kissinger injured in the play. He's got 2 points here in the first half. Mike Cannon has got a field goal and 2 points for St. Cecilia here in the first half. St. Cecilia got to the free throw line only twice. He's 1 out of 2. They're 1 out of 2 in the first half here for the Hawks. Norfolk Catholic shot 3 out of 4 free throws in the first half. They're being led by Connor Cutter. He's got 6 points, a couple of field goals, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Dylan Bohr has got a couple of three-pointers. He's got 6 points. 4 points for Jordan Malacek and a couple of field goals. 3 points for Tanner Besmer. He's got a three-pointer in the first half. And Jordan Beller has got a field goal. He's 0 for 1 for the free throw line. He's got 2. Riley Kanake, 1 out of 1 from the free throw line and 1 point. Shooting numbers in the first half. Hastings St. Cecilia now 25% from the floor. After going 1 for 15 in the first quarter, they went 6 out of 13 in the second period. So St. Cecilia at halftime is hitting 7 out of 28 for 25%. Norfolk Catholic 7 out of 14 for 50%. St. Cecilia 2 out of 14 on three-pointers for 14%. Norfolk Catholic 3 out of 6 for 50%. The rebounds, Norfolk Catholic has got 18 boards here in the first half compared to 9 for St. Cecilia. Each team with 3 offensive rebounds in the first half. The turnovers, St. Cecilia has got just 3 turnovers in the first half, 12 for Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia has come up with 8 steals compared to 2 for Norfolk Catholic. The Hawks have 1 block shot, Norfolk Catholic with no block shot. But St. Cecilia hitting 25% of their field goals in the first half compared to 50 for Norfolk Catholic. And the score is 22-17 in favor of the Knights. And I think if you're St. Cecilia, you got to feel fortunate that you're within 5 points after shooting 1 for 15 in that first quarter for a miserable 7% in that opening 8 minutes of play. Adams Central is involved in the Minden Holiday Tournament today, both playing in consolation games after being beaten yesterday. The Adams Central girls lost today to Bennington in the consolation game by a score of 57-41. The Adams Central boys beat Grand Island Northwest in the boys' consolation by a score of 62-45. The Hastings High basketball teams, they played out in the GNAC tournament today in some consolation games. Hastings High boys playing for third-place honors after picking up a win over Kearney last night. But Hastings High was playing for third place today in the GNAC tournament. The Hastings High girls are playing for seventh place after being beaten yesterday. In fact, being beaten the first 2 days of that tournament. Still waiting for the results in on those particular games out in Lexington today. We're in halftime, 22-17 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing Norfolk Catholic. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Rowe back at the Aurora Sports Complex as we get set for the second half here tonight between St. Cecilia and Norfolk Catholic in the boys' consolation game of the Aurora New Year's Eve basketball tournament. Norfolk Catholic will have the opening possession here in the second half. A five-point lead for the Knights. Norfolk Catholic will shoot to our basket to our left. This is a Jordan Beller. He's trying to drive the ball inside. St. Cecilia will start off with a man-to-man defense. And Jamison Esch is going to get the start here in the second half for St. Cecilia. With the ball is Zach Pospisil. Comes across the top. That's Beller with the ball as they get it inside. Here's a shot taken by Beller. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Hartford. So they work the ball inside to the big guy in Connor Cutter, but he could not convert. St. Cecilia's got it now with a chance to slice into this five-point lead. There's a hamburger with the ball down for the Hawks on the wing. Two-handed pass goes to the far side. Cesar Tino takes it to the baseline, goes for the rack and scores. Cesar Tino scores. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and the Hawks are back to within 3 points, 22-19. There's a Zach Pospisil with the ball now. Pospisil gets it to Beller. Down in the corner, they get it to a Knake. Knake picked up out there by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Bounce pass goes into a Ketter. He is double-teamed on the baseline, kicks it back out. Here's a three-pointer shot up there by Knake. No good. Ketter had the rebound. He lost it. Hartford has got it for St. Cecilia. Now the Hawks can tie here with a three-point field goal. Here's a Kevin Ryan with the ball. Dribbles inside the free throw circle out to Hamburger for three. His shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Esch. An offensive board. Now to Hamburger to Cesar Tino. He drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there off of the window. Good. Cesar Tino now with 7 points in the ball game. The Hawks are within one. 22-21 with 6.5 minutes to play. Norfolk Catholic got out to a big lead in the first quarter of 12 points at 14-2. The Hawks have come storming back. Here's a charge. Nope, it's a traveling violation. Hamburger went down on the drive there by Norfolk Catholic Zach Pospisil, and a traveling violation is called on Zach. No foul call, just a traveling violation on Pospisil. That's going to be the 13th turnover now in Norfolk Catholic. Now Hastings St. Cecilia has a chance to pull ahead here with a field goal. 6:15 to play in the third quarter. It's 22-21. Norfolk Catholic with a lead. Kevin Ryan has got the ball to Cesar Tino. He's had the hot hand. Tino now is going to drive the ball down the low block left side. His shot is up and in. Cesar Tino now with 9 points in the ball game. He has scored all 6 points for St. Cecilia here in the third quarter. And the Hawks go out on top with a score of 23-22. First lead in the ball game for St. Cecilia at 5:50 mark of the third quarter. There's a Beller with the ball deep in the corner to the right side. Picked up by Tino. Bounce pass out on top. Now to Besmer. He comes over here on the wing to Kanake. Around the screen from Ketter. Now drives the ball toward the goal. Sends it down in the corner. On the right side. Driving for the hole is going to be Malacek. His shot is good. It's going to count. He's fouled in the play. Jordan Malacek gets the field goal to go down there for Norfolk Catholic. And he is fouled in the play. 5 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in this third quarter. They're not going to count the bucket, I don't believe. Here comes the shot by Malacek. It's up there. It is good. But they did count the bucket. All right, they're just late putting it up there. So it should be all right. Now they're going to chalk it up. 25-23 is the score. So they count the bucket and the free throw. Three-point play there by Jordan Malacek. Scorekeeper just late getting it up there. 25-23 now. Norfolk Catholic goes back out on top by two. Jamison Esch has got the ball at the free throw line. Gets it back out here to Hamburger. Norfolk Catholic flashed a little zone in the first half of play. Now they're back to man. Hamburger rainbow pass goes to Ryan on the far side to Cesar Tino. He drives the ball, puts a man in the air, puts it up off the window, and scores. Cesar Tino has got 8 points here, all 8 points for the third quarter. He's got 11 for the ball game. And Norfolk Catholic and St. Cecilia now tied up at 25 points apiece with 4:55 to play here in the third. Here's Besmer down in the corner, down to Malacek. Brings it up high on the block against Esch. Back out to the top of the key. A three-pointer is put up there and in. He banks it in. Dylan Bohr banks in a three-pointer from the top of the key. He's got 9 points in the ballgame and 3 three-pointers. 28-25 now. Norfolk Catholic with a three-point lead. Kevin Ryan with the ball. Works out on top against Besmer. Sends it over here to Jamison Esch, down to Hamburger. On the wing on the right side. Lobs it back out to Cesar Tino. Boy, get the ball into his hands. He's got the hot hand right now. Here's a Hamburger on the right sideline. To Esch. Over to Ryan on the far side. Ryan down to Phil Hamburger. Amber brings it over here to Cesar Tino for three. Shot is up there. He misses that one. Esch tips the ball. It is loose in the lane. Falling down with the ball is going to be Besper. Now he calls a timeout. Besper got possession of the ball there for Norfolk Catholic as he falls down in the lane. And he gets the timeout called and it saves the possession for the Knights. We'll take a break. 4 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The score is Norfolk Catholic 28, Hastings St. Cecilia 25.
Roush Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling. Also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Roush Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Roush Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
We'll have Nebraska basketball tomorrow for you here on 1230 KHIS. The Huskers playing host to 16th-ranked Michigan State. Airtime will be at 1 o'clock for the pregame show, 2 o'clock for the tip-off in the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The Huskers and 16th-ranked Michigan State here on 1230 KHIS. 28-25 is the score here. Norfolk Catholic with a lead. The Knights have the ball in their offensive zone. This is Bohr, shot from 15, good. Dylan Bohr's knocked down three three-pointers. That's his first two-point field goal in the ball game. He's got 11 points. And the Knights now a 30-25 lead over St. Cecilia with 3:44 to play in the third quarter. Here's Cesar Tino. We got a foul called. Tino trying to drive the ball from the left corner toward the goal, and the foul is going to be called here on the Norfolk Catholic. It's going to go on Besper. That's going to be his second. So Tanner Besper picks up the foul. St. Cecilia will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. Ryan's going to come out of the ball game now. Simon Ostrander checks in there. Head coach Kevin Asher. Here's Ostrander with the ball. Back to Cesar Tino on the left sideline to Ostrander. Out between the rings. Bounce pass back to Tino. He drives the ball. He's cut out there nicely by Kinnake now as he has to get rid of it. Back out to Simon Ostrander to Esch. He takes the ball on the elbow on the right side. Now to Ostrander to Cesar. His shot for three is no good. Rebound Hartford in the lane. He loses control of the ball. And it is loose. It's picked up here by Norfolk Catholic at the free throw line. Back the other way comes Besmer. He tries for the hole. His shot to be blocked down and the foul is called. Cesar Tino gets the foul there on Tanner Besmer. Tino picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Hawks here in quarter number three. Going to the free throw line will be Besmer. He's got 3 points on a three-pointer earlier in the ball game. He is 1 out of 6 on free throws so far this year for 16%. As he eyes the bucket here, his shot is up there, and it's going to be no good. Norfolk Catholic is a team hitting 58% of their foul shots. Hastings St. Cecilia, 56% from the line. So both teams struggling from the charity stripe here this season. Anything but charity for both of these teams. As Tanner Besmer will toe the mark again at the 3:12 mark. Ties it, flies it. That one is going to be around the rim and down. So he gets his second free throw of the season to go down. And now Norfolk Catholic has got a 31-25 lead over St. Cecilia as we approach the three-minute mark here in the third quarter. There's a hamburger with the ball on the wing. Cross-court pass goes to Simon Ostrander. Dribbles once, has to get rid of it. Now to hamburger, thought about the three. Drives it to the free throw line, gives it up. Here's a pass out to Tino. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Now a foul is going to be called on Tanner Besmer. He was the guy who deflected the ball out of bounds, but also got into hamburger over here on the near sideline. Picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number two on the Knights here in the second half of play. Hamburger plays things in to Simon Ostrander. Back to hamburger on the wing. Bill holds it. Now cross-court pass goes back to Ostrander behind a Hartford screen. Is it the hamburger down in the corner now to Sheehy? His entry pass is deflected away from Hartford. It is picked up here by Beller. He drives the basketball. It's going to be stripped away by Hamburger. It goes out of bounds to his last touch there by Norfolk Catholic. So a turnover there on the Knights. That's going to be their 14th of the ball game. St. Cecilia doing a good job taking care of the ball. They got only 4 turnovers so far. 2 minutes and 36 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, it's 31-25. St. Cecilia trailing by 6 points. Hawks trailed by 10 right out of the gate, 12-2 after the first quarter, after shooting just 7%, 1 out of 15 in the opening period here this evening. They have battled back. They had the lead momentarily here in the third quarter, but now the Knights back out to a 6-point lead. Sheehy has got the ball now to Phil Hamburger. On the wing on the left side to Tino from the top of the key for three. A shot could be short. Rebound is loose in the lane. It's going to be picked up by Ketter, and now a foul is going to be called. Ketter got the rebound, but running into him for St. Cecilia was Hamburger. That's going to be his third. So Phil Hamburger now with three personal fouls. He's still got just 2 points in the ballgame today. Did not score yesterday against Aurora, so the leading scorer for the Bluehawks not having a good tournament here for this New Year's Eve tourney in Aurora. He's played almost seven quarters now with 2 points. We're down to 2 minutes to play. It's 31-25. St. Cecilia trailing by six. There's a Bella with the ball. Gives it to Ketter over there on the right wing. He's going to drive the ball to the free throw line. Gives it up now to a Kinnate here at the top of the key. Kinnate moving to the left side on the dribble. Now stops over here. Lobs it to the free throw line to Malacek. Tries to put a man in the air. Goes up for the shot over Tino and scores. Jordan Malacek scores. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. Norfolk Catholic back out to an 8-point lead. 33-25 with 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here's Ostrander for three. Swish. Simon Ostrander, a high-arcing three-pointer, and it goes right through the hole for a three-pointer. 33-28. The Hawks are back to within 5 points. A minute 18 to play here in the third. There's Beller. Takes the ball in the lane. Dishes off. It's going to be tipped. Beller picks it back up right side of the lane. Jordan Beller comes out to Bohr for three. Shot good. Boy, this guy is dead on for three-point territory. He hits his fourth three-pointer in the ball game. He's got 14 points. 36-28 is the score. Under a minute to play in the third. Here's Ostrander to the far sideline to Mike Cannon. Down to Cesar Tino. Tino gets it to Ostrander. Taking out here in three-point territory. Can't get a man to leave their feet over there. Comes over to Tim Skok. Hands it back to Ostrander. Behind a Skok screen. Down to Cesar. Cesar Tino for three. Takes a shot and hits it. Cesar Tino hits another one. He's got 14 points in the ball game. He has scored 11 here in the third quarter alone. 36-31. It's a five-point lead now for Norfolk Catholic. Here's Beller with the ball. Jordan Beller for Norfolk Catholic comes across the top to Malacek. Gets away from Tino. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Scores. Jordan Malacek scores. He's got 11 points. 38-31 with 17 seconds to play. Now St. Cecilia will work for the final shot here in the third quarter. Simon Ostrander to the near sideline. The ball tipped out of bounds here by Riley Knate. 10.4 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 38-31. St. Cecilia trailing. He comes out. Here comes Jamison Esch in the ball game now for St. Cecilia as he will play things in here on the near sideline. In for Norfolk Catholic is going to be Pospisil. He replaces Dylan Bohr. 10.4 seconds remaining in the third. St. Cecilia will go for the final shot here of this period. Here's Simon Ostrander. Ostrander dribbling with the ball. Bounce pass to Cesar Tino. Tino back out to Ostrander. 4-3. A shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound loose is picked up here by Norfolk Catholic's Malacek, and time runs out in the third quarter. So safe to say he came back to grab the lead a couple of times here in the third, but they're trailing after three quarters by 7 points. It's now Norfolk Catholic 38, Hastings St. Cecilia 31. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we start the fourth and final quarter. St. Cecilia trailing here by 7 points. It's 38-31. Hawks will have the opening possession of the fourth. Jamison Esch has got it now to Phil Hammer. He drives the ball down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass down on the baseline. The hand is shot from 10 is no good. Rebound is grabbed here by Tanner Vestmer. Vestmer brings it back the other way from Norfolk Catholic. The Knights with a 7-point lead now in the fourth. Westman down in the corner, gets it out on the wing. This is Kinnate. Gets it inside now to Ketter. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good over Hannon. And now we got a foul call on the rebound. It's going to go on Jordan Malacek of Norfolk Catholic. Jordan picks up his first 13 foul call on Norfolk Catholic here in this second half. 7:27 remaining. Again, if you're just joining us, Matt Kissinger for St. Cecilia went down in the second quarter with an apparent knee injury. He is on the stage area located right behind the bench here and has not played since the second. He's got a big ice bag on that right knee. St. Cecilia looking for some offense here. They're trailing by 7 points, 38-31. Cesar Tino spins at the free throw line. Out to Ash from the top of the key. Shot for three is good. Jamison Ash has come off of the bench for St. Cecilia. He has hit 3 three-pointers in the ball game. He's got 9 points. And the Hawks are within 4 points again. 38-34. Consolation game with the New Year's Eve basketball tournament here at Aurora High School. Vesper has got the ball on the right sideline. Moves it down in the corner to Riley Kinnate. Kinnate, here's a pass. It hits the glass. It's deflected and it's picked up now by Ketter. They shot it up there. It's no good, but a traveling violation. The pass actually went from the far side and it came to the near side. It hit the glass. Ball was loosened away and then a traveling violation is called on Connor Ketter of Norfolk Catholic. It's going to be a turnover on the Knights. They're 15th in the ball game. AC St. Cecilia comes back with the basketball. It's 38-34. The Knights have a 4-point lead. Both of these teams ranked in the top 10 in the Metro newspapers, the last ratings they had before Christmas. Here's a Bill Hamburger with ball at the free throw line. Gives it up now to Mike Cannon out here in 3-point territory. Norfolk Catholic is in a man-to-man defense. Cannon stomps out here between the rings. Now to Cesar Tino. He gets away, drives it down the right side of the lane, puts up an off-balance shot. It's going to be partially deflected by Ketter. And the ball is brought out of there by Malacek. Malacek now to Zach Pospisil down the right sideline. They get it to Riley Kinnate. Picked up by Hamburger. Again, his pass hits the glass. That's going to be picked up this time by Cesar Tino. He falls down with the ball at the 10-second line. It's picked up by Hannon. Down to Hamburger on the far side. Rainbow pass comes to the near side. That's Ostrander with the ball. Now down on the baseline, a short jumper. Put up there, no good by Hannon. And the rebound comes down to Ketter. 5.5 minutes to play. It's 38-34. Norfolk Catholic with a 4-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Connor Ketter with the ball down in the corner to Besmer. Gets it back to Ketter on the right sideline. Down to Malacek. Picked up by Cesar Tino. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. Malacek drives into the basket. His shot no good. Misses the layup. And the rebound comes down to Hamburger. Bill brings it back for Hastings St. Cecilia on the dribble. Hesitates, stops at the free throw line. Jumper is up there. It's short, no good. Rebound, Mike Hannon for St. Cecilia. Now to Esch. Out to Simon Ostrander. Ostrander comes across the top, and now Kevin Asher calls a timeout. I don't know what it is, but Phil Hamburger is not enjoying his time here in Aurora the past two nights. It has not been a good tournament for Phil Hamburger. He's got 2 points now in almost, 7.5 quarters of play. 5 minutes and 5 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We've got a timeout. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Norfolk Catholic, the Knights 38, the Blue Hawks 34.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia through three quarters, hitting 13 out of 39 from the field tonight for 33%. Norfolk Catholic 13 out of 23 for 57%. The Knights in the third quarter alone hit 6 out of 9 shots for 67%. St. Cecilia didn't fare too badly in the third quarter. They were 6 out of 11 from the field for 55%. But the Hawks hitting just 33% of their field goals here tonight, 57% for Norfolk Catholic. Last night against the Huskies of Aurora, the Hawks hit 19% from the field through the first three quarters before they finally got going in the fourth. St. Cecilia now trailing in this ball game by a score of 38-34. St. Cecilia with the ball following the timeout from head coach Kevin Asher. Here's Ryan with the ball on the left side of the floor. Comes out between the rings now to Jamison Esch. Here's Hamburger now on the right wing. Dribbles to the free throw line. Gives it up to Hannon. Down in the corner to Ryan. Trying to drive. He's cut off there by Malacek. Comes back out into 3-point territory to Hannon, who hands the ball back to Kevin Ryan. To Esch. His pass in the lane is intercepted. Intercepted there by Ketter. Connor Ketter, he's got a big wingspan. He just grabs that ball in the lane there. Now, Russell Kaplan has got the ball back the other way. Jordan Feller has got the ball now to Jordan Malacek. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man with 4.5 minutes to play, down by 4 points. Kalanchak lobs it back out to a Beller out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Esch. Here's a Bestman with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Bounce pass comes across the top to Malachek. Dribbles to the free throw line. Gives it up down to Jordan Beller. Picked up there by Esch of St. Cecilia. Beller dribbling with the ball. We're down to 4 minutes to play. Beller drives to the basket. His shot off of the glass is up and in. Jordan Beller scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game, and the Knights are out to a six-point lead over St. Cecilia. It is 40-34. The Hawks have the ball now. Here's Joel Grapple who's into the ball game. The Hamburger. Comes across the top there to a Jamison Esch. Now to Grapple. He mishandles the ball. Nearly fell down with it out here in three-point territory. Picks it back up. Grapple now to Mike Hannon here on the near sideline. Hannon gets it to Hamburger, 25 feet away from the basket. To the left side to Esch. Drives it down to the baseline. Cut off there by Malachek. On the wing to Kevin Ryan. Now to Hamburger for three. That one is no good. Rebound comes down to the corner. St. Cecilia tries to save it. They can't do it. It goes out of bounds. Here comes Skok into the ball game. Cesar Tino comes in. Hannon checks out, and Joel Grapple comes out. You're listening to high school basketball tonight from the Aurora New Year's Eve basketball tournament. Hastings St. Cecilia and Norfolk Catholic in the consolation game here in this tournament. Here's Bestman with the ball down in the corner. That's Beller. Fires up a three ball. It's up there. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Kaneka's got it. He drives it toward the goal. He's cut out there by Skok. Now he's trapped along the baseline, and a timeout is called from head coach Shane Anderson for Norfolk Catholic. 3 minutes and 1 second to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. It's the Knights 40, Hastings St. Cecilia 34.
Here's a wish for a safe and happy new year from everyone at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's will continue to give you the best prescription and over-the-counter service, delivering your prescriptions free 6 days a week. Burt's has your end-of-the-year tax expense report, and Blue Cross Blue Shield members can get free flu, shingles, pneumonia, and diphtheria tetanus vaccinations at Burt's Pharmacy. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at hastings.edu. By the way, the Broncos, both teams are going to be in action tonight. Hastings College women wrapping up their California road trip tonight. They've got a ball game out there. And also the Hastings College men, they're playing down in Columbia, Missouri for the next two nights. Hastings taking on Columbia College this evening. 3 minutes and 1 second to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 40-34. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing by six. Kinnake will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath his own basket here for Norfolk Catholic. Lobs it out here to Ketter, and he's called for the traveling violation. Ketter leaves his feet, and he comes down. He was off balance right in front of the Knight bench, and he's called for the steps. That's turnover number 17 on Norfolk Catholic. And now the Hawks down by 6 points. They've got the ball back in their offensive zone. Kevin Ryan has got it out here as he directs some traffic. Now to Cesar Tino on the wing on the left side behind a screen from Skok. Hamburger has got it now. Hamburger gives it away to a Kevin Ryan. Dribbles to the top of the key to Skok down in the corner. That's Esch with the ball. Esch comes out to Kevin Ryan again. Here's Cesar Tino. Free throw line extended right side. Top of the key to Skok. Dribbles into the free throw line. He's cut off there. Tim Skok waiting. And now we got a foul away from all the action. A personal foul underneath the action. That's going to go on Hamburger, and that's going to be his fourth. Bill Hamburger picks up his fourth personal foul now for St. Cecilia with 2.5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. It's 40-34. The sixth turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. Bessemer has got the ball now for Norfolk Catholic. On the far sideline, as he brings it over here to a Jordan Beller. On the left side of the lane, Jordan Beller trying to get loose from Jamison Esch. Goes over to Bessemer on the wing on the right side, down in the corner to a Kinnake. Picked up by Hamburger. Hamburger pokes the ball away. It goes out of bounds. Bill's got to be careful. He's got four fouls here. 2 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia down by six. Just a two-possession ball game at 40-34. Riley Kinnake will inbound the ball here for Norfolk Catholic as he will get things in to a Jordan Beller. Beller picked up out there by Esch. Moves it down the right sideline. That's a Dylan Bohr picked up by Cesar Tino. Bohr trying to get away. We're down to 2 minutes to play. Norfolk Catholic still with the ball. Here's a Ketter. Connor Ketter has got it out near the 10-second line. He hands it away to Dylan Bohr. Down to Bessemer. Vesper moves it over in the wing on the right side to Beller. He drives it in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Crashing the boards. It's loose. It's picked up by Beller. His shot on the baseline is no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Bill Hamburger brings it back the other way for St. Cecilia to Esper. Three hits it. Jamison Esch hits his fourth three-pointer. He's got 12 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia within three. 40-37 with a minute and 25 seconds to play and a timeout. Kevin Asher calls the timeout. Jamison Esch has come off the bench to hit four three-pointers tonight, and he has pulled the Hawks within 3 points. A minute and 25 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Norfolk Catholic 40, Hastings St. Cecilia 37.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Been in 25 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 40-37. We've had some exciting ball games here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia girls losing down to the wire, 39-35, the Norfolk Catholic of the girls championship. And now Hastings St. Cecilia here in the consolation game on the boys' side going to the wire. It's 40-37. Ketter has got the ball here in backcourt to Riley Kanake. And now Norfolk Catholic's got a two-on-one against Caesar. Tino driving is going to be Boris. Not going to be no good. Caesar's got the rebound. Safe to stay with the ball. They had a two-on-one break against Caesar. Tino and could not convert. Now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. With a minute and 11 seconds to play, Norfolk Catholic got the numbers that they wanted as they break the Safe to stay pressure. Had a two-on-one against Caesar. Tino, and they couldn't convert. Now the Hawks have the ball with a minute and 11 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with a score. Norfolk Catholic 40, St. Cecilia 37.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central in action earlier today. The Adams Central girls losing to Bennington 57-41 in the girls' consolation game of the Minden Holiday Tournament. Adams Central boys winning in the consolation game over Grand Island Northwest by a score of 62-45. Hastings St. Cecilia losing the girls' championship here in Aurora to Norfolk Catholic, 39-35. This is the boys' consolation game of this Aurora tournament. 40-37 is the score. The Knights have a three-point lead over St. Cecilia, but the Hawks have the ball at their offensive end as Ash will play things in to Simon Ostrander. Simon with the ball comes over here to Caesar Tino on the wing on the right side. Caesar out here in three-point territory, left alone, but he passes up the potential three-pointer. Over to Simon Ostrander, now to Hamburger. Dash down in the corner to Hamburger. Here's a handling with the ball. Now to Hamburger again, 50 seconds to play. 40-37 is the score. It's a three-point lead. And now we got a timeout again called here by Kevin Asher. So they worked the clock down to 48 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. And again, the coach calls a timeout here. So another timeout. We'll take a break with a score. Norfolk Catholic 40, Hastings St. Cecilia 37.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. 48 seconds to play here in regulation. It's 40-37. Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing in the ball game. Coming up after this contest, we'll name our players of the game from our doubleheader tonight. Our coach's postgame show. Hopefully we get some comments from Kevin Asher before we get out of here. 40-37, St. Cecilia has called their second timeout here in this possession. Still plenty of time up there, 48 seconds to play. Hamburger will play it in here on the near side as they get it to Simon Oskander. The Knights will be in a man-to-man defense. Here's Mike Hannon with the ball now here in the wing. Top of the key, Cesar Tino has got it. Comes out to Hamburger, now down in the corner to S for three. A shot good! Jamison S hits a three-pointer, and we're tied up at 40 points apiece. 30 seconds to play. Esch has got 15 points in the ball game, and now Shane Anderson wants to call a timeout. Jamison Esch, who's been averaging 0.7 points per ball game so far this year, has nailed 5 three-pointers in the basketball game tonight. He's got 15 points. We've got a timeout with 29 seconds to play. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 40 and Norfolk Catholic 40.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Jamison Esch is 5 out of 8 on three-pointers here in this basketball game. He's got 15 points in the ballgame. Cesar Tino has got 14 points for the Hawks. And St. Cecilia has come from 12 points down here in this basketball game. And they are now in a tie ballgame at 40-40. Unbelievable. Jamison Esch, he's been averaging 0.7 points per ballgame. He's got 15 in the ballgame here tonight. And now the Hawks need a defensive stand right here. 29 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We're tied up in the boys' consolation game of the Aurora New Year's Eve basketball tournament. Playing things in on the far side is going to be Riley Kanake. Goes in the backcourt. Now to Besmer. He'll bring things back into the offensive zone. And a foul is going to be called here on Simon Oskander. Now the Hawks have a couple of fouls to waste. That's only going to be their 16th foul or their 15th foul called here. It's going to go on the Hawks here with 25 seconds to play. It goes on Simon. That's going to be his first. That's the 15th foul in St. Cecilia. The Knights have three. We're down to 20 seconds to play now. Taking the ball down to the baseline is Malacek. He is double-teamed. Comes back out now to a Beller. Beller out here in three-point territory. 14 seconds to play. Beller with the ball. Now the wing over here on the left side to a Riley Kanake. Now to Beller again. He dribbles. Stops right side of the lane. Now to Besmer. We got 4 seconds, 3 seconds. They lose the ball. It's loose. It's picked up here by Kanake. He throws it up there. Picked up by Cesar Tino, and time runs out. A good defensive stand there by Hastings St. Cecilia as the Norfolk Catholic could not get a good look at the basket. And we are going to head to an overtime session here tonight. Overtime in the boys' consolation ball game, the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. We'll take a break at the end of regulation at St. Cecilia 40 and Norfolk Catholic 40.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, here we go. An overtime session for boys high school basketball and a consolation game. We're tied up at 40 points apiece. It's a four-minute overtime. St. Cecilia controls the tap here. Chris Hartford has got the ball for the Hawks in their offensive zone. It's a man-to-man defense here for Norfolk Catholic. Hamburger's got it on the wing here on the right side. Hamburger gets away, moves it down to the baseline. A feed here to a Hartford. Back on top to Esch. Your sign is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Cesar Tino. Puts a man in the air. Goes back up. Shoots and scores. Cesar Tino grabs the offensive board and the putback, and the Hawks have the lead. 42-40 in the overtime session with 3:27 to play. There comes Bessemer with the ball. Bessemer back in the offensive zone now for Norfolk Catholic. They're ranked number 4 in the latest polls in Class C1. Hots going toe-to-toe. Here's a pass on the right side. It's going to be intercepted by Ostrander, but a foul is going to be called. Ostrander is fouled on the play there by Bessemer and Norfolk Catholic. So Simon got the steal, and then Bessemer reaches out and grabs him for the foul. That's going to be the 4th foul on Bessemer. It's going to be a turnover on Norfolk Catholic. That's their 18th of the ball game. Now St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead, and Hamburger throws the ball away. Trying to get it to a Cesar Tino down there, and they threw it too far, and he throws it out of bounds. That's only the 7th turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. 42-40, the Hawks have the lead. We're in overtime with 3:03 to play. There's a Tanner Bessemer with the ball, brings it into the offensive zone for Norfolk Catholic. A man-to-man defense for St. Cecilia. The fans are into it right now. There's a Bessemer with the ball right at the top of the 3-point arc. Gives it away to Beller. Now left side. Here's a shot taken. It's up there. It's going to be no good by 4. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Harford. He falls down. He gets it in the hands. Now Hamburger. Chris Harford picks up a big rebound there for St. Cecilia. Now the Hawks have the ball with 2.5 minutes to play in overtime. 42-40, St. Cecilia with a lead here over Norfolk Catholic. There's a Cesar Tino with the ball. He tries to drive it toward the goal, stops on the baseline, tries to put a man in the air. Tino's got to get rid of it. He does. To Hartford at the free throw line. It's not good. Chris Hartford hits one from the free throw line. It's 44-40. St. Cecilia with the lead. 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play in overtime. Here's a Bessemer with the ball. Inside the free throw circle. He has problems with it. He picks it back up. He works against Hamburger. Now to Riley Kinnake. 2 minutes to play. 44-40. St. Cecilia with the lead. Kinnake. Cross court pass comes from the near side to Bessemer. Now down on the baseline, that's 4. He drives inside the lane, and a foul is going to be called. He knocks down Simon Ostrander. I think Simon's going to be hit with a block right here. Simon Ostrander picks up his 2nd personal foul. 1:54 to play. Here in the 4th quarter, they're going to give that foul to Chris Hartford. That's going to be his 3rd. They were both there. Hartford gets hit with it. There's a lob pass to Kenner in the lane. He falls down with the ball, and now we got a timeout called. They were inbounding the ball from underneath the basket, and they just lob it up there to the big guy, Connor Ketter. He falls down with it in the lane. A timeout is called here from head coach Shane Anderson on the bench. They'll save the possession. 1:51 to play in overtime. We'll take a break for the score. St. Cecilia 44, Norfolk Catholic 40.
The superheroes of service, powered by play.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
College basketball for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. Nebraska and 16th-ranked Michigan State. Tip-off will be at 2 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. 1 o'clock for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. St. Cecilia now shooting, 34% from the field, 42% for Norfolk Catholic as we play in the overtime session with 1:51 to play. 44-40. There's a Dylan Borer with the ball for Norfolk Catholic as he comes out here in the three-point territory, gets away from Cesar Tino, drives it down the left side of the lane, jump pass to the free-throw line to Ketter. Now to the right side to Beller, and it goes right through his fingertips. Jordan Beller takes his eyes off of the ball and goes sailing right through his fingertips into the ninth bench. Turnover number 19 now on the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia with the ball with 1:38 to play. Hamburger gets the ball to the near sideline to Ostrander. Now to Esch into the forecourt to Cesar Tino. Double team, and he's fouling the play. That's going to be team foul number 5 called on Norfolk Catholic here in the second half of play. So no free throws here. 90 seconds to go. St. Cecilia will inbound off the near sideline as Hamburger will get things into a Simon Ostrander. St. Cecilia has come from 12 points down here in this basketball game. They've got the lead in overtime now at 44-40. And here's another foul called. This one is going to go on to Dylan Bohr. Bohr picks up his first. That's going to be the 6th team foul now on the 9th. So the next foul on Norfolk Catholic will send St. Cecilia to the free throw line for the 1-1. The Hawks also with 6 personal fouls here in the second half. Hamburger lobs the ball into Hartford. He's going to be fouling the play. Riley Kinnick picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to send Chris Hartford to the free throw line. Hartford has not shot a free throw this season on the varsity level for St. Cecilia. He's got a field goal and 2 points in the ball game so far tonight. It's 44-40. St. Cecilia's got a four-point lead here in the OT. Norfolk Catholic has not scored yet here in the extra session. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be no good, too strong, and the rebound comes out to Norfolk Catholic. Riley Kinnick grabs the board there for the Knights. He gets it away to a Dylan Bohr. Here comes Norfolk Catholic with the ball. Bohr into the offensive zone. That is Jordan Feller. 1:10 to play. St. Cecilia with a four-point lead. Feller out here in three-point territory. Moves it down in the corner to Malacek. Trying to drive the baseline. Cut off by Esch. Right side of Kinnick. His shot from 10 is off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down here by Dylan Bohr. His shot from 12 feet away is no good. Rebound comes down to Hartford of St. Cecilia. He's found in the play. The Knights having a tough time finding the range here in the overtime session. Great defense by St. Cecilia here. And now the foul goes on Norfolk Catholic. That's going to go on Connor Ketter. That's going to be his third. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Hartford. He missed one just a few seconds ago. 44-40. We're down to 52 seconds to play in the overtime session. Shot is up there and the shot good. St. Cecilia has now outscored Norfolk Catholic here in the overtime, 5-0. Hartford eyes the bucket. Next one is in the air, and that's going to be short. Hamburger tips the ball out. It's picked up by Esch. Jamison Esch down to Hamburger. 47 seconds to play. Here's Ostrander with the ball. Bounce pass comes over here to Esch. Now to Cesar Tino, and he's going to be fouled in the play by Dylan Bohr. And now Cesar Tino will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. That's the ninth team foul called in the ninth here in the second half. And now Cesar Tino is at a whale of a ball game. He's got 16 points here tonight. He had 13 yesterday in the loss to Aurora. Cesar will eye the bucket here for the Hawks. And his shot is up there. That one is good. Cesar Tino hits the free throw. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. He is 7 out of 9 for the tournament so far. Cesar Tino now is 17 in the ball game. 46-40, the Hawks with a 6-point lead, their biggest lead in the ballgame. Next shot is up there, it's going to be good. 47-40, now with 40 seconds to play. Here comes Jordan Feller with the ball for Norfolk Catholic, takes it to the right sideline, and we're going to have the ball knocked loose, and now we got a foul called. Let's see, Hamburger was going after the ball there for St. Cecilia, and he is just fouled out of the ballgame. Bill Hamburger for the second straight down is going to foul out of the ball game with 32 seconds to play. Going for the ball on the far side there. And picks up the personal foul. He leaves with 2 points. Going to the line will be Riley Kinnick. Coming into the ball game for St. Cecilia to replace him is going to be Mike Annan. So Mike Annan will come in for Phil Hamburger. Riley Kinnick to the free throw line with 32.4 seconds to play. Here in this one, St. Cecilia with a 7-point lead. Riley Kinnick at the line. His shot is up there. The shot is going to be good. Hits the front iron and hits the back iron and gets the back spin down the hole. It's now 47-41. Riley Kinnick's second free throw is up there. That's going to be no good. Rebound Kinnick drops it down low to Malacek. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Malacek, and he's fouling the play. So St. Cecilia giving up an offensive board there after the missed free throw. Malacek had one chance, could not convert. He gets a second chance, and then he's fouling the play. And now Jordan Malacek to the free throw line here as the foul goes on hand, and that's going to be his first. The 18th foul in St. Cecilia, and the shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Malacek. He was fouled in the act of shooting, so they'll have two shots here. The score is 47-41, 27 seconds to play here in the overtime session. Next shot is up there. It's short. Rebound comes down to Ketter. Another chance. Back outside to Beller for three. His shot is no good. And now we got the ball out of bounds. Trying to save the ball was Kinnick, but he was out of bounds. So for the second straight free throw, St. Cecilia gives up the offensive board, but Norfolk Catholic cannot convert, cannot finish there. 47-41. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Here's a pass down to Hartford. He goes up, and it's driving layup good. St. Cecilia breaks the pressure. Hartford gets the field goal. 10 seconds to play. Here comes Malacek with the ball now for Norfolk Catholic. Gives it up to Beller. And Beller here in backcourt, he just flips the ball away. And this one is over. St. Cecilia is going to win it in the overtime session here tonight. They outscored Norfolk Catholic in the extra session 9-1. St. Cecilia wins the basketball game over fourth-ranked Norfolk Catholic. Final score, St. Cecilia 49, Norfolk Catholic 41. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Aurora Sports Complex as the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks win in overtime here tonight over Norfolk Catholic. Final score of 49-41. St. Cecilia outscoring the Knights 9-1 in the extra session, and St. Cecilia improves to 6 wins and 3 losses on the season. They will finish third here in the New Year's Eve holiday tournament here at Aurora. Norfolk Catholic drops to 5 wins and 3 losses. It was the Knights who got off to a tremendous start here tonight as St. Cecilia went 1-for-15 in the first quarter from the field for 7%. The Knights jumped out to a 12-2 advantage after one quarter. They increased the lead to 14-2 early in the second period. That was their biggest lead in the ball game. St. Cecilia hung around. They got it back down to 5 points by halftime at 22-17. In the third quarter, the Hawks actually went ahead at one point, 23-22, but they trailed at the end of three, 38-31. St. Cecilia came back and actually tied the ball game up at 40 points apiece with 29 seconds to play on the fifth three-pointer by Jamison Ash, and then they had to have a defensive stand in the final 25 seconds of the ball game. And Norfolk Catholic really never got a good shot at the basket there at the end of regulation, and in the overtime session, it was all St. Cecilia as they outscored Norfolk Catholic 9-1 to grab the win, 49-41 over Norfolk Catholic. Scoring in the ball game here tonight, St. Cecilia getting a great performance off of the bench from Jamison Esch. Scores 15 points on 5 3-pointers. The leading scorer was Cesar Tino. He had 18. Esch had 15 points. Not much else for St. Cecilia. Chris Hartford had 4 points. Simon Ostrander had 3. Mike Cannon had 2. Matt Kissinger had 2. Phil Hamburger had 2 points. St. Cecilia 4 out of 8 for the free throw line here tonight. Dylan Bohr was the leading scorer for Norfolk Catholic. He had 14. Jordan Malacek had 11. Connor Ketter held to just 6 points here tonight. He was their leading scorer coming in here. The other scorers for the Knights, we had 4 points from Tanner Besmer, 4 for Jordan Beller, and 2 for Riley Kanake. So the Hawks win it tonight over Norfolk Catholic by a score of 49-41. St. Cecilia is now 6-3 on the season. Norfolk Catholic drops to 6 wins and 2 losses. Actually, 6 wins and 3 losses for the Knights. Stick around. We got our players in the game coming up next in the Coach's Post Game Show. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp,
Play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to Aurora High School. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Norfolk Catholic. Final score of 49-41. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. In that first contest, the Knights of Norfolk Catholic beat St. Cecilia for the girls' championship, 39-35. Chanel Farmer leading the way for St. Cecilia. She had 16 points in the ball game. Morgan Nicola had 5, and Caitlin Ernst had 4 points, doing a good job on the boards tonight for the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia boys getting a good performance from Cesar Tino again for the second straight night. He had 13 last night, came back with 18 more here in the ball game here tonight. He had 15 in the second half, 11 in the third quarter alone. Jamison Ash also with a good performance off of the bench with 15. We'll come back and name our players in the game right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our players in the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. First of all, for the girls' basketball team, Chanel Farmer. She was in double figures again for the Hawkettes. Had 18 points last night. Came through with 16 points here tonight. As she scores a 16 out of the 35 for the Hawkettes, but they came up short, losing the championship here to Norfolk Catholic, 39-35. And for the St. Cecilia boys basketball team, two guys that really took control of this game, Jamison Ash and Cesar Tino, going to be our players of the game here tonight. Cesar had 18 points in the ball game, 15 in the second half, 11 in the third quarter alone. And then Jamison Ash, he comes through with 15 points, all in three-pointers tonight. 5 three-pointers in the ball game, had two in the first half of play, and then the rest of them in the second half. And St. Cecilia comes back from 12 points down to beat Norfolk Catholic tonight by a score of 49-41 in overtime. So it's going to be Chanel Farmer and Jamison Ash, Cesar Tino, our players of the game tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Back here in our score as AC St. Cecilia comes from 12 points down to beat Norfolk Catholic tonight by a score of 49-41. As head coach Kevin Asher joins us in the postgame show. And coach, your kids didn't battle very good last night. I'll tell you what, they came to play tonight.
Yeah, big difference in our competitiveness level. And, you know, our kids are competitors, but sometimes the human nature thing pops you and you just don't know it until it hits you right in the face, and it did last night. Aurora played a really good ball game, and, you know, we told our kids we know they're better than that, and the competitiveness level, whether we make shots or whether we aren't very good offensively or anything, we can still compete with anybody as far as playing great defense and doing some of the little things that make us a good basketball team. So we knew we'd get that great effort tonight, you know, whether or not the ball went in the hole like it did in early definitely was a factor.
Yeah, talking about the first quarter again for the second straight night, we kind of stumbled out of the gates, 1 out of 15 from the field in the first quarter.
You know, whether we're missing little shots, you know, the biggest thing there, though, is we weren't letting them run away from us. Our shot selection was good in the first quarter. They just didn't go down. You know, you had two or three just rattle in and out. We even told the kids at halftime, if you get that look again, you start, you know, you take that shot. So we've told our kids about shot selection. I thought all of our shot selection, most of the game was really, really good. And, you know, if you're not turning it over and you're taking good shot, that's good offense.
22-17 at halftime. You had to feel fortunate maybe to be within 5 points at halftime, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we really hadn't found any type of rhythm yet. But like I said, you got to play great defense every possession. And that's one thing that sometimes it's hard to do when you're not having a lot of success on offense. Some teams, you know, they play better on a defense as soon as they start knocking stuff down. But our kids had a different mentality going in, and they weren't going to let anything bother them, and they're going to have a little more fun on the floor. And, you know, we played 11, 12 kids tonight, and everybody contributed in their own way.
But what was the difference in the second half? You guys in the third quarter just kind of hung around, kind of kept them close within striking distance. What was the deciding factor in the second half?
Well, you have some kids hit key shots throughout the game. And, you know, our kids in the locker room after the game said, you know, Jameson Esch, you know, he just really, we've been talking about it as coaches. You want to know how deep do you go and how, you know, the kid plays well in practice. We're trying to build him into a point guard. We don't need a point guard on our varsity-looking squad, but he comes off the bench, you know, and he hit that first one, and then he missed one, I think, in there, and then he goes off and hits four more, and that's the type of player he is. He's very smooth. He understands the game really well, and, you know, I think he really is a big key. And then I thought Phil Hamburger just did a lot of little things by keeping balls alive and, you know, being a great leader. I think last night he got frustrated, and the whole team got frustrated, but tonight we weren't going to let that bother us. We talked about it, and when you have a senior like that and then just a kid come off the bench and do well, good things happen.
In addition to Jameson Esch, Cesar Tino, again, he was lights out in the third quarter.
Yeah, he was, and we talked about that at half. We said we got to get Cesar some looks, and, you know, he's getting more of an all-around game. You know, he's taking it to the hoop and getting a few little pull-ups here and there. So, you know, his game is broadening. He's not just a three-point shooter. He's not just all the way the basket type guy. And, you know, we needed him in the third quarter to get us going. And, you know, we kind of matched him point for point there. And then we got it to 3-6. And it was, you know, just a battle the whole way. And we're fortunate enough to hit a shot with, I think, 29 seconds to go to get it to overtime.
Yeah, Esch hitting a three-pointer to tie things up. And then you guys had to have a defensive stand there for the final 25 seconds or so.
Yeah, and I thought that was maybe the key to our whole fourth quarter. Effort was our ball pressure. I mean, our guards really hounded their guards and didn't let them see anything inside. You know, the one key I thought to their team was getting number 11 Ketter the ball inside, and I thought we did a great job of just not letting him get many position looks and where they were getting the ball to the sweet spot and hitting him. And if you keep the ball out of the middle, you win a lot more games. You know, you just got to do a good job, and I thought our kids on the perimeter were outstanding.
Overtime session, it was pretty much all Hawks.
Yeah, we told our kids, you know, it's four extra minutes. That's a long time. I think the team that always stays aggressive, and you know, we came in with the momentum. I don't care what you say. We came in with the momentum by getting that defensive stop to end the game. So once we got that defensive stop, our kids were, you know, felt real good about, you know, going an extra 4 minutes because we hadn't been at that point since 0-0, I don't think. So, you know, you get that extra 4 minutes and get the lid off right away with offensive rebound, and a putback, and all of a sudden, you know, your kids feel like, hey, we felt all along that we had a good chance of winning it once we got it to that overtime.
They go 1-1 here in the Aurora tournament. I know you were frustrated after last night's ball game. You have a little bit better feeling now as we get ready to go again?
Well, you know, I told the kids, you know, win or lose that game, we showed a whole different side of us and team than we did last night. So, you know, obviously the win made it a heck of a lot sweeter. But, you know, Norfolk Catholic's got a really good team. Beatrice has a really good team. Aurora has a really good team. Somebody's going to be 0-2 here and probably be playing, you know, like Norfolk Catholic, be playing the state tournament. I mean, it's just that type of caliber of competition, and it'll only make us better. Now we kind of set the bar as far as where we need to be competitiveness level. And, you know, after that first quarter, I thought we really played about as good as 3.5 quarters we played all year.
Any word on Matt yet?
No, I think they're going to do some checking and, you know, just – it's a knee issue, and the trainers won't even give me anything because they don't want to make a prognosis that's wrong. So, you know, he played really well up to that point, too. You know, he's just such a hustler and does a lot of the little things. So hopefully, you know, he'll be back.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Mike. Thanks for all your coverage.
Yep. Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings Saints, is saying again, the Hawks coming from 12 points down. They get a three-pointer from Jamison Esch to tie things up with 29 seconds to play in the ball game, and then they go on to win in the overtime session as they outscore Norfolk Catholic 9-1 in the OT to grab the win here tonight, 49-41. Take your final timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finske, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Hastings Saints, as they ended up shooting 19 of 51 tonight for 37%. Norfolk Catholic 14 out of 38 for 37%. On three-pointers tonight, Saints, as they is 7 out of 25 for 28%. Norfolk Catholic gets 7 out of 14 for 50%. The free throws, Saints, as they is 4 out of 9 for 44%. Norfolk Catholic was 6 out of 14 for 43%. The rebounds, one by Norfolk Catholic, as the Knights had 31 compared to 23 for St. Cecilia, but St. Cecilia with a 9-8 advantage on the offensive glass. St. Cecilia did a good job taking care of the ball tonight. 7 turnovers for St. Cecilia in the ball game tonight. 18 for Norfolk Catholic. The Blue Hawks had 9 steals compared to 4 for the Knights. St. Cecilia came up with one block shot. Norfolk Catholic had nothing in that category here tonight. St. Cecilia coming from 12 points down in the first half. They tie it up late in the regulation with 29 seconds to play on the three-pointer by Jamison Esch. And then they roll out to a 49-41 overtime victory over Norfolk Catholic here tonight. The Hawks improve on the season now to, what, six wins, three losses on the season. Norfolk Catholic drops to 5-3. That'll wrap things up for us from Aurora here tonight. Again, Norfolk Catholic winning the girls' championship earlier tonight with a 39-35 win over the Hawkettes of St. Cecilia. Coming up tomorrow, we've got college basketball. Nebraska will take on the 16th-ranked Spartans out of Michigan State from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Airtime will be at 1 o'clock for the pregame show on the Husker Sports Network. Tip-off will be at 2 o'clock. The Spartans and the Huskers coming up tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. For my producer and engineer, back to the radio station, John Debrin, for Gene Shaw, my statistician here tonight, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Aurora.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Incorporated.